Welcome back to eBay Radio, where returns are always accepted. Now, here's your host, Return Master, Griff.
Well, that's what they say. This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast. It's a family-owned business, and they've been providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. So I hear
we lost our tax guy.
Yeah,
he's not home. I don't know what happened. We're trying to reach him.
But... serious. Well, we were going to have Cliff on, but you know, sometimes things happen.
Sometimes things happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so have you sold anything?
No, and I haven't been listing anything either.
I have.
Last thing I sold was a month ago.
Wow, Lee.
Hey, honey, I hardly have anything up there right now.
You got to get some
stuff. Look at sweetheart. Look at everything that's been going on in my life lately. Come on.
Well, I have a lot going on, too. So Howie had his second surgery. He may need another one. Second surgery in a week, in 4 days.
I know.
So he's in the hospital.
Been
following we have
him.
Cliff.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Because Griff and I were going to sit here and talk about operations and all kinds of stuff. Hey, Cliff, how you doing?
I am doing well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Welcome to the show. So, you know, I want to intro you in. Because you're worthy of an introduction. A new year brings with it new tax obligations, and this year, new tax laws to boot. Now, here to teach us how to cope is Cliff Enico. He's an attorney, small business expert, as well as the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer book. Cliff, it's already 2018. Is it too late to do anything about our taxes from 2017?
Really, the short answer is yes. There's really... You know, there are a couple of things that you can do, you know, this year, which can relate back to a prior tax year. But, you know, but unless you, these are things you probably already have in place. So, for example, if you do not have any kind of a retirement plan set up, like a SEP IRA or something like that, you could set that up this year, and you can make contributions to it up until April 15th. Or, you know, October 15th, if you go on extension, and that will, be deductible against your 2017 income. But except for one or two things like that, you really can't.
So what are the do's and don'ts about sending out 1099 forms?
Yeah, we're in January is always 1099 season. Generally, if somebody has done work for you and you have paid them more than $600 during the tax year, and of course they're not employees, these are independent contractors, people like me, you are supposed to send them a form 1099 by January 31st of the year. Now, of course, most people don't meet that deadline. I get 1099s in my law practice sometimes up until like May and June each year because, you know, people just file them late. And it's okay, there's a small penalty there, but it's really just not a nice thing to do. You're supposed to be meeting this deadline. You know, a lot of people, unlike me, file their tax returns on time. And if I file my tax return on April 15th and on April 16th, I get a 1099, that was not, you know, accounted for in the tax return, I have to amend my tax return to add that 1099. And that makes me look bad, and I'm not going to like you very much.
You know, the new payroll systems, you know, when you, like I use
right.
Sure Payroll, for instance,
mm-hmm.
They automatically, each of my 1099 people have a password and they can go in and get their 1099s whenever they want it in January.
Oh, yeah.
So just so you know, if you've got a payroll service, nowadays they can go in and get their own whenever they want too.
All you do is punch in the information out. If you don't have somebody's EIN, you have to ask them for it. That's the form W-9. But if you have that, you can just plug it into your payroll system and off you go. Absolutely.
Automatically. If they're there automatically, I don't have to do anything.
Right. So the excuses are going away for not doing this. It's something that you really, you know, you should be doing. Now, but again, there's a certain element of reality here. I mean, I am compulsive about paying my taxes. I am a tax lawyer. Let's face it. If the IRS comes down and audits me, I mean, I have no defenses whatsoever. I can't get away with nothing. So, you know, I report every penny. So if you forget to send me a 1099, chances are nothing bad's going to happen. I've already accounted for your income in filing my taxes. I'm a very good boy about that. So nothing bad is going to happen. The people you have to watch out for are the people you suspect are not playing games and who only report as much as they actually get in 1099s, and not a penny more. Those are people you have to watch out for. So if you are dealing with somebody, a home health care aide is probably a very good example, who's new to this country, doesn't speak English very well, doesn't know the rules. You know, that's the kind of person you want to give a 1099 to, because if they make a mistake on their taxes, and it's probably a good faith mistake, these aren't bad people, but it's gonna bounce back to you.
Exactly.
And that's why you do this.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, of course, you know, of course, not all lawyers are Cliff Enico. Now, I can hear some of your listeners saying, well, wait a minute, that means my lawyer ought to get a tax, a 1099, like, every month. But not all lawyers are Cliff Enico. I have to say that.
Yeah.
So if they send you the sheet of paper at the beginning and it says, I'm calling it a sheet of paper, and it says that they're a corporation, you don't have to send them a 1099, correct?
That's correct. It's only for individuals and certain pass-throughs, like single-member LLCs. If an LLC is a partnership with two or more members, you're not really required to do it.
Tell us some
things. But then again, you probably don't know. You know, probably don't know that. So, you know, when in doubt, send it.
What are some things in the new tax law that our listeners should know about?
Well, the new tax law, which I have been digesting the last couple of weeks, at 1,200 pages, it's quite a heavy meal. But it does do some very interesting things. And I think a lot of our listeners, especially listeners who are organized as pass-throughs, LLCs, S-corporations, partnerships, should probably talk to their tax advisor and have them crunch some numbers. The new tax bill does two very interesting things. First of all, for C-corporations, for regular corporations, it reduces taxes incredibly to 21%. The top tax rate formerly was 35%. That is a huge, to quote our current president, advantage for C corporations.
A bigly advantage.
Correct, exactly. A big tax advantage. For years going forward, you can't do this for 2017, but for years 2018 going forward, C corps are going to be paying a much lower rate. In addition, pass-through entities, LLCs, partnerships, S-corps, may qualify for a 20% deduction off of their taxable income with certain limitations. This is something not everyone can do. So, for example, I cannot take the deduction because the deduction is not available for professional services. And even though people sometimes question whether my services are professional or not,
they are.
That is another question, but they do qualify as professional services. Now, I have to believe that almost every eBay seller out there is not engaged in a professional service, so they can probably qualify for the 20% deduction. So the math has gotten very interesting here. C corporations have double taxation. So you pay 21% on the corporate income, but then if you distribute all the income out, then it goes to a much higher rate, something close to 51% on the two payments. But if you have a C corp and you don't have to live on what that C corp makes, you can retain the earnings in the company, then that cost savings may make a dramatic difference, and you may want to consider converting to a C corp from whatever it is you've got now. If you're the kind of person, though, who lives on that income, who distributes everything your company makes at the end of the year, then I would advise against doing that. There's really no advantage. You know, as a pass-through, you're taxed at a maximum rate of 37%. That's a lot better than a C corp that distributes everything and is taxed at a 51% rate. So bottom line, unless there is a compelling economic advantage to doing so, do not change your legal status just because of the new tax bill. Wait and see, because let's face it, these things are political footballs. If Congress changes hands in November of this year, they're going to rewrite all this stuff, and it's all going to change anyway. You know, a lot of these benefits also are phased out over a period of time. They phase out between 2018 and 2025. So unless there's a compelling economic reason, unless you're going to get a huge tax savings by doing this, do not change your legal entity. Let's just wait and see what happens.
Yeah, that's smart. Cause I know that I've been overhearing conversations online between merchants and sellers you know, who are saying, well, I'm going to change this. I'm going to do this. Or there were consumers that were rushing to pay their sales property tax in California. And so your advice is just wait.
Just wait and let's see how it plays out. Again, if you have a business where you can retain 100% of your earnings, you don't have to distribute anything to yourself. Everything just stays in the company checkbook.
What about if you pay yourself also? You're a C corp. You pay your employees, mm-hmm. you pay yourself, you pay your 1099 people, and you're a C corp.
That's okay. That's perfectly. Those remain deductible as they always have been. If you pay yourself, that gets a little. If you pay yourself as an employee of the company, that remains to be deductible. You may be in that situation. If you never ever pay a dividend on your company, then you may be one of those people who could benefit from converting to.
I have never paid a dividend, and I am mm-hmm. a C corp. So mm-hmm. already,
oh, you are. Right.
Yeah, I'm already a C corp.
Well, you don't sound like one. I'll tell you.
What is a C corp supposed to sound like?
But seriously, keep in mind too that with C corps, though, you have other issues too. Like they're more complicated. You have to have meetings with yourself all the time.
Oh, I love those meetings with myself. Can you stay on with us for a couple of more minutes?
Of course.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cliff. Cliff's going to stick around. You should too. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Call us 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
Shopping for shipping supplies can be a daunting task. There are just so many options. Padded envelopes versus boxes, bubble wrap and peanuts versus foam wrap and craft paper, regional rate boxes versus priority and dimensional weight. Oy, what's a seller to do? You need Bubble Fast's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They offer you everything you need for successful packing and shipping, and they walk you through exactly how to use it right from their website. They've got tools and packaging you won't find anywhere else, including a box sizer and their Scotty stuffer. If Mark and Robin don't already have what you need, they'll even create it for you. And if you have any questions, just call them via the Bubble phone. Find the shipping supplies and the know-how you need at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Procrastinators have heard it all. We're creative. We're not. We can't handle deadlines. We need deadlines. So what's up? Well, the news is good. In order to succeed, procrastinators need deadlines, sometimes initiated by outside factors like a boss. However, even employees often do convert, becoming good entrepreneurs. They're motivated by making a sale, getting a new client, or growing their bottom line. Short-term deadlines are a way of life for procrastinators, but they work. Realize and look for those moments that help propel your spirit into action. May your built-in deadlines be many.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Listen while you list.